A backlash is building among conservative users of the search engine DuckDuckGo because it started downgrading Russian disinformation since Russia invaded Ukraine. Far-right users once flocked to DuckDuckGo because of its privacy policies, but are now accusing the search engine of censoring content. We note that DuckDuckGo is a financial supporter of NPR. And Sarah Morrison joins us to talk about this. She's a senior reporter at Recode. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how you doing?
Maybe you can first explain why many of these users started using DuckDuckGo. What about its privacy policies were different from, say, Google's?
So DuckDuckGo has been around since 2008, but really over a decade ago, they kind of switched to being this sort of privacy-first search engine, which means they don't, like, keep track of what you're searching for. They're not trying to target things to you, like ads, and, you know, sort of positioning themselves as like the anti-Google, which does do that. And so for a while, that's, I think, a lot of people who were very, you know, into privacy on the internet were fans of this search engine. And then over time, I think, you know, starting a couple years ago, you saw a big like backlash against big tech, especially among conservatives who felt like, you know, platforms like Google, but also like Twitter, Facebook, et cetera, were censoring conservative content. And so I think a lot of them saw DuckDuckGo as this like free speech option and started using that instead.
And then DuckDuckGo made a decision to begin downgrading Russian information, which is interesting because this is not something they're doing in isolation. Other tech companies decided to do it as well. Why did DuckDuckGo get criticism while others got praise?
Basically because a lot of people who went to it because they thought it was like the anti-Google, I think, kind of almost felt personally betrayed that it was doing some of the things that they were angry at Google for. So, you know, the thing that you thought was an alternative ended up being in certain ways the same.
Okay, so let's take a listen to Blake Masters, who's an Arizona Senate candidate, speaking to Tucker Carlson on Fox News.
I mean, DuckDuckGo is supposed to be the free speech search engine. Right? That's
right.
Its entire point. But now they've decided to censor whatever they say is disinformation. And sorry, but that makes them no better than Google. You know, just another ideological tech company that wants to censor and manipulate.
Is DuckDuckGo doing something different, or is it simply that users thought the company itself was different?
I think it's more that users thought the company itself was different. Do you believe during, you know, the pandemic, well, which is still going on, but during the pandemic, you could find more like anti-vax information that Google was maybe suppressing or demoting. You could find that better on DuckDuckGo or find more of it. But, you know, it's a search engine. It's not like a free speech or didn't market itself as this big free speech thing that, again, people like, you know, Blake Masters just kind of assumed it was.
I have to ask, we keep saying that they're downgrading conservative information. Are they targeting messages from conservative sources, or are they targeting things that qualify by their standards as misinformation or disinformation?
It's the latter. They've said that they are targeting what they feel is Russian propaganda from Russian state media. A lot of conservatives, I think, sort of think making a judgment on anything as being more valuable than the other, then, you know, you're targeting us, I guess.
Yeah.
But no, they're not targeting conservative content specifically. I don't think they ever were.
Because they do not track user data, DuckDuckGo doesn't know how many users it has, right? but we can assume it's a small percentage of something like Google. So how important is this battle over DuckDuckGo's policies and its choice to downgrade some information and not others?
Well, they do know like how many searches are happening on their platform. So they have a sense of that. And we've saw like a huge rise over the last couple of years. It's now something like 35 billion in 2021, which sounds like a lot, but Google is, I believe, in the trillions.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a small fraction. As to how much of that DuckDuckGo user base was only using it because they thought it was free speech and now won't, I think that's yet to be seen. They told me that at this point they haven't seen a difference.
It does bring up this this kind of sticky situation that tech companies are in, though, and this is something you mentioned in your piece, that there's no such thing at this point as an apolitical tech company. When you don't make a choice to downgrade information or sift through or analyze the information on your platform, you're making a choice.
Yeah, exactly. And I think DuckDuckGo found itself in a position that a couple other platforms are in, which is they never set out to be this like conservative favored right wing product, but they were, you know, adopted by that by that segment. And then when they did something that angered that segment, they suddenly found a backlash of a very vocal user base, and they were in a position that they never wanted to be in, but also hadn't done much to discourage before.
Sarah Morrison is a senior reporter at Recode. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you.